I tell you the story about what I was doing?
I didn't know if you were coming. I was getting ready to do the Jennifer Horn show.
Nah. Well, you could do that. It wouldn't be the first time you're on the radio by yourself. All the times your father stiffs you and sticks you on the air in his place because he's got some important cruise. I want to be on that cruise, by the way. I think I would be
mystery cruise. You perfect, gotta go with us.
Yeah, I think I would. This murder mystery cruise. We could murder your father and make a mystery out of it.
Just for fun, of course. Yeah,
right, exactly. Just for fun. We're talking about the cruise that's been announced by the folks at CRN Digital. Mike Horn, who is Jennifer's father, who runs along with Jennifer, CRN. Has decided they're going to take a cruise. I think it'll be a flop unless you invite me to go along as a co-host. I can promote it on this program.
You know what? I think we should invite you to go along. That would be fun because it would be like having a family cruise. My Good Day family, my CRN family.
So we can murder more than one person in the family.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be like a buffet for me if I get to be the murderer.
Yeah, right. You can take over everything. Jennifer takes over the world.
That's right.
All right. So I'm not kidding. I think it would be. We could promote it on this program and... it may be that your father wants to be the chief. So I would
For some reason, I think he was going to actually talk to you about it anyway. So, I'll have to remind him. But the cool thing is it goes to Alaska, and I've never been to Alaska.
Haven't you?
It's gorgeous and beautiful, and I can't wait.
At that time of year, it's great until about now. And then,
a little chilly.
It's chilly and it's dark. Speaking of things that are chilly and dark, yesterday at this time we were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and the items that were up for review, if you will. Supposedly 300,000 people participating around the world yesterday trying to come up with things that would best whatever was in print in the Guinness Book of World Records at the time. So our poll yesterday, have you ever tried to get into the Guinness Book of World Records? Let's see where that came out. 27% of you said, no, it seems like a waste of time. 19% said, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records. Who are you kidding?
I voted for that, by the way.
Okay, so how are you in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I'm not, it was just a good option.
16% said no, but I know somebody who tried. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It gives us a bad name, Jennifer. When you say things that are inaccurate and have no basis in fact, it spoils the reputation of this program. Please don't do that ever again.
I will never do it again. Usually I'm so honest with my poll votes, but yesterday that was such a good option I had to go with it.
All right. So anyway, here are some of the things that showed up yesterday as people tried to break records. All right. Let's see here. A woman showed up with 10-foot-long fingernails.
Ugh. That's disgusting. It always makes me wonder how they do the important stuff in life, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I do. Okay, here's another one. A student who wanted to best, prior to yesterday, the longest tongue in the world was 3.9 inches. Somebody showed up yesterday with a 4-inch tongue.
I want to measure my tongue. I've never done that before.
Oh, really? It's more fun if you get somebody to do it.
That's true. And not to brag, but I do have a kind of large tongue.
Do you?
Well, I do. So I need to measure.
Yes. Uh-huh. This is all going to be in the 2012 edition of the Guinness Book. And, again, they do this sort of thing for two reasons. To get the people who want to do something crazy into the book and to promote the new book, which is the biggest selling book now. It beats the Bible in terms of sales. Do you know that? Beats the Bible.
I did not know that.
Yeah. The lady who won, by the way, the lady who had the 10-foot fingernails is Christine Walton, who's from Las Vegas. 10 feet, 2-inch long fingernails on her left hand. Nine feet, seven inches on her right hand. We ought to try to find her. As a matter of fact, if you happen to be awake, Christine, you're listening to us on KNUU in Las Vegas, give us a call at 800-510-8255. She says she didn't like cleaning them.
Oh, God, that just made my stomach flip-flop.
Oh, let's see here.
I know what my short, neat nails, you know, I mean, that's gross still, but 10 feet, oof.
Let's see, Reverend Darrell Best of Illinois, a newcomer to the book, having taken the title for the fastest wedding chapel after converting his fire truck into a wedding chapel on wheels. Wedding chapel was called the best man Let's see here. Allows lovers to tie the knot while they are on the road and is capable of reaching speeds of 62 miles an hour. So getting married in an old fire truck going 62 miles an hour. It sounds kind of unique, doesn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. The largest natural afro in the world belongs to 36-year-old Avon Dugas from New Orleans.
Nice.
Let's see. She has her afro has a circumference of 4 feet 4 inches.
That's bigger than Snooki.
Oh, my God. These people get a life. Woof. Unbelievable. But kind of fun. Anyway, this week has been... it's been a week, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a challenging week, especially for you and your family.
But you know what? I just was thinking as I went on. I told you I'd tell you what I was doing. I got her. This is how it goes back. When she and I were still married, I got her a lady who is a neighbor used to build out of sort of used wood these big chests, these cabinets. What do they call them when you have the bottom of it is a regular chest of drawers, kind of, and the upper part of it is an open chest.
Oh, like a vanity.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I don't know.
I can't think of the name. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right. So Tony loved those things, and every room in the house had one of them. And so when we went our separate ways, she took it, much to my chagrin, because she took that in a few cow pictures that really annoyed me. So when she divorced her second husband and was interested in, it's kind of, we'd always been close. You know, I've said this many times. We remained close over the period of time, even when she was married to the other guy. Because we're parents of two children, and we were determined not to let foolishness get in the way of raising the children the right way. So anyway, she wanted me to have this back again, this big chest. So it came through the door, and as she was guiding the two guys that were bringing it in, it came in two pieces. One of them hit the side of the entry and broke a piece off the top of it, and she was beside herself.
That'll do it.
So that piece of wood has sat on top of this chest from that point to today.
Oh, so now you're finally getting around to it.
I decided.
Out of guilt, huh, Dougie?
I had put something in there of hers, and so I decided, okay, and I'm looking at this piece of wood. She's been bugging me for years, for at least 4 or 5 years, to fix it. So that's what I was just doing.
Good for you. Better late than never.
Right, exactly. But you know what? I've had some wonderful exchanges with people this week, people who acknowledged her and how I was feeling. I guess that's the feelings,
times like
the openness.
That you know your friends.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So to those of you who, I'm just looking at Lois Buller, who sent along some very nice thoughts after hearing me talk about Tony. That's the sort of thing that makes, as you were talking about a family before, the sort of things that make families families. This is a radio family, and I'm proud of it. So, yes, this lady, Lois, said she felt like she knew Tony. Well, Tony was in and out of here a lot. In the last 4 or 5 years.
You did a good job of letting us all know Tony, though, because I felt like I knew her before I even met her. You know, I mean, you did a good job of explaining that relationship, I think.
Well, I think that's what makes, and not to be too crass about it, but that's what makes a good radio program. If you feel like you're part of whatever's going on here, you identify, and who hasn't lost somebody that they loved? We all have had that circumstance, so... anyway, it's been a sad week, and I was just thinking, a week ago today, I was on my way to California to be with Tony for her last day, and today, I'm looking at the clock. Megan is on her way, my daughter Megan is on her way here to have a dinner with the family to celebrate Tony tomorrow, so...
Isn't it amazing how sometimes weeks feel, feel like they fly by, but then when you really think about what can happen in a week.
Right, exactly. What can happen in a moment,
yep.
In fact. So, All right. That's do we talk about that or deep fried turkey? Those are our those are our choices at the
moment.
Let's
lighten it up. Let's go deep fried.
What 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. Quick! What time is it, Rich?
It's 21 past the hour.
Hey, good for you.
There you go.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
oddball theory.
You are still living a life in somebody else's body because you were reincarnated quickly.
Oh,
in your last life you died.
Oh, here we go again.
You would have died around this time in 1970. You were born in 78, right?
Yes, I was. Very good.
So let's see here. 1970.
Maybe you were Elvis.
No, yeah, he did.
He died in 77.
He died right when my
Elvis
mom found
was reborn as Jennifer Horne.
Oh.
God, that makes sense.
Well, she's a beautiful chick. Can I tell you for sure? Well,
look at her jump up. You pull your dress down where you jump up like that again, young lady.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Well, this is going to be a rough week for President Obama. He has to pardon a turkey. He's got to deal with a lame duck Congress. He's got to eat crow. And the Chinese just flipped him the bird. It's been a rough week. It's been a foul week.
All right.
Get it, foul.
Get it, Jennifer. Jennifer Horne is here. Rich McFadden is here. And William Shatner is here with our video of the day. Of course, on the radio, you're not going to see the video of the day. That's the next thing C. Crane needs to invent is a radio with pictures. Ah, really?
Wait a minute.
Somebody's already done that. Good one. There we go. You know, good quality, small little radio. That would be good for emergencies and stuff. That's something that you could... Well, that's for them to decide. Meanwhile, we have as our video of the day today, we're actually going to play some of the audio. William Shatner is out and about doing his part to encourage you to have a safe Thanksgiving. And he has some tips for you if you're planning to deep fry your turkey.
Hi, I'm William Shatner, and I love fried turkey. So join my Friars Club. But turkey and oil are a dangerous combination. So watch this video. I want your comments on it. I want to know how you plan to keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fires.
Do you want to know something funny?
So clever. Your father's in on this.
The reason he's doing this is because he almost set a tree on fire on Thanksgiving. My dad was there.
Really? Yeah.
But he talks about this, so I'm not speaking out of turn, I don't think.
Suddenly, Earth started spill a hunger. I want a moister, tastier turkey. I want a deep fried turkey. Back then, everyone was doing it. Turkey fryers flew off the shelves left and right. When I laid my hands on that fryer, I didn't want to let go.
He looks good. Has he lost a little weight?
He needs to.
Thermometer. Dingle dangle?
The hook that you put the turkey on.
Okay. Hot oil. Wet frozen turkey, push together, make steam. Pushing the hot oil over the top and igniting the open flame. Don't do that. I learned a great deal, but I was young and arrogant.
How long is this, Richie?
Another 2 minutes.
All right. So the video, you got to watch the video. That's really
doing all the slow-mo stuff.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Right. The poll today, by the way, DougSteffen.com, have you ever tried to deep fry a turkey? A, yes, and I love it. B, yes, and I didn't like it. C, no, not yet, but I want to. Or D, it sounds awful and dangerous as well. All right, so that takes care of that. Beverly, down in Lake City, you have someone who is trying to make the Guinness Book of World Records?
Hey, how are you?
All right, thank you. Tell us your story quickly because we only have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, it was about a month ago. We had an Eagle Scout here in town that was trying to do the world record food drive for non-perishable foods. It was nice. It was a nice community effort to go everywhere and see everyone.
So did you break the record for a food drive?
He did not, but it's nice when they do.
What a nice try. Yeah,
nice
but it's
like that.
Right, when they're conscious.
You just don't want to hear that somebody makes a book for not saving
right.
5 years.
At least doing something that would be good for everybody. Yeah, thank you for telling us the story. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Nothing can derail a trip faster than a dental emergency. So here's what you need to know. Of course it's a good idea to get your teeth checked before you travel, but that doesn't always ensure that something can't go wrong. So ask your dentist if he or she has a referral in your destination city. Other helpful resources include the International Association for Medical Assistance to Travelers and the American Dental Association, which can provide referrals and information. Check out healthcarereviews.com to get reviews of dentists all over the world and ratings on costs, fees, wait times, approachability, knowledge, and, oh yeah, language. Also, hotels can offer immediate referrals. The one thing I've noticed when I've had a dental emergency overseas is that I usually get faster service, excellent care, even the price is right. But the best news? Almost always, even in a foreign city, I've discovered that the dentist who treated me was trained right here in America. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We'll be right back.
future is now. Yesterday, today was the future. Now, today is now, and tomorrow is the future. You know how that works? I guess we could say that of the next 10 minutes. Now is 33 after the hour, and then you know the future is 43 past the hour.
You know how you daydream sometimes just about something crazy?
Yes, Rich, I know. How do you do that?
Yesterday, I had this little thought.
Yeah?
How cool would it be? Because I'm reading that that new Stephen King book where you can time travel.
You and my daughter.
Goes back in time, right.
Yeah.
I thought, how cool would it be to be able to step back in time 60 seconds and fix.
60 seconds.
So let's say you say something on the air and you're like, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. You step back in time 60 seconds and do it over again. You could do it, but then would you ever age because you'd be doing everything over and over again?
Well, it's the Groundhog Day. That's the whole the movie Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day is one day. It's the same day.
You
want to
just take the second.
I'm talking about, like, for example, right now, we've wasted 60 seconds.
Yes,
maybe we should go
you
back
have.
And do it over again. No, because you came along with
it. Oh, I see. So it's my fault.
Yeah, but I can fix that. Because now we're going to go back in time and do it all over again. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your future is a big adventure. Do not live in the past. Savor the memories. Certainly that is part of what this week's lesson is about, for me anyway. And perhaps as I went through the events of this past week with you, starting on Monday, you had thoughts about somebody that you used to be very close to, and that person is gone. Have you held on to any of the bad things? I don't think people do that. I think people remember the good things. I don't think they remember the bad things. With Tony, I mean, I could come up with dozens of things on both her side and my side that, you know, would be extraordinarily distressing to discuss.
But that's not
the way life
works. When anybody dies, it's taboo to talk about the bad. And
I don't want to talk about the...
You only put them up on the pedestal and they were the greatest person that ever lived.
I don't know that she belonged on a pedestal, but she really was a special person. She really did
do put her on a pedestal, and that's fine. That's cool.
In her life. But she needs to be acknowledged for those good things. How she taught us a great lesson, her dying the way that she did, and what she went through for the trial. That's a great lesson in and of itself. Never mind how she loved young people and helped to nurture so many people. That's why a lot of people wanted to be around her, because she focused on making people at the earliest age much better. And I have, I want to read some of the email that you've sent in the last little while. But as I read that, I'm thinking about a fact. There was a study out, and this is so distressing for me, because I don't believe that young people ought to be looking at any video screen until they're between 2 and 3 years of age, closer to three. But do you know that people are using smartphones, babies, before they walk, are being taught in a number of families across the country? Do you realize how crazy that is? You'll make them you'll make them nuts. They think it's cool for a toddler to swipe and tap away on a pad, on an iPad.
Or 60 Minutes a while back.
Don't do that. You'll ruin their mind. There's nothing educationally good for a young mind that's under three to be exposed to this stuff. And if you're, I don't know whether the folks at Apple or Google are pushing this, but my God, if they are, they ought to be held up
accountable. Let's be clear, though. Studies have found, and me being the parent of two young children, I've lived into this. That really the damage is done when watching TV or any kind of motion video.
Yes,
with
that's right.
Fast changing pictures.
Right. That's what I told you. Right.
So it's not that that actually watching something on a screen is bad. It's watching something on a screen. Like, I won't let my kids watch, say, for example, when there's a lot of, like, SpongeBob. Even though I think SpongeBob is great, it's just bam, 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 bam.
Right. It's overstimulation.
It's overstimulation.
Right.
That Pokemon thing, God knows why anybody would let their kids watch that thing.
Do you know what I always think about?
I let my kids watch. If they watch TV, they watch live action stuff as opposed to the cartoon stuff.
The Baby Einstein stuff is the most damaging of any of this crud.
We had some friends. Their kids were just watching that all the time. They were addicted to it.
awful.
Do they have any problems, though, with them?
Well, they're too young. They don't know it until they get into school.
They're 10, 9 now, yeah. Something like that.
You won't be able to identify with this, but whenever I think about this, it's the perfect visualization. Remember Lost, Rich, when they had that kid tied up and they were overstimulating him with TVs constantly all the time, testing him?
Yeah.
And he basically just shut down. I mean, he was just like sitting in the chair drooling pretty much. And I mean, that's an extreme, but that's kind of what happens when kids can't take it. You know, they just it shut down or they're constantly looking for more stimulation, which makes them ADD in life.
Instead of using crayons and that sort of thing, here's a mother taking a two-year-old and having them use an iPad, because you can. There's an adapter thing that you can draw on an iPad.
Yeah, it's a drawing thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But what's wrong with that, though?
I don't know, Rich. There's something about it that just...
It's not like it's flashing pictures. Yeah. It's, you know, it's tactile. It's maybe not as tactile as a crayon and a piece of paper.
It's I don't know. It just there's something about it, because maybe what it does is give them this fix early on. We are like zombies. This
country, an addiction to the screen.
Addicted to all of this stuff. People, you walk around the streets of any city or any town, these people are on there. They walk into the middle of the street. They don't even know they're in the middle of the street. They just, it's like we have a zombified.
A friend of mine who we went to lunch, he works in video, so he works on computers all day long, editing video and creating videos. And he says, these things are eating our brains.
Yeah. But Humpty Dumpty is a lot better, it seems to me. And I don't sound like some old... But, you know, there have been...
You have to be able to know, like me with the kids, you know, now that it's getting colder, it's not as easy to. But, you know, every day I'd say, let's go outside. And I'd take my skateboard, Sean would take his skateboard, we'd take our baseball gloves, Juliana takes her tricycle, whatever, and you get outside and you do something other than...
Right.
You know, I mean, these families don't have kids that let their kids sit around and watch or play video games for 4 or 5 hours.
Man. You wait till you... That's what we're
you have to get outside.
One of the things that's ruining this... The country and the world is our addiction to all of this stuff.
I mean, it's very...
It's helpful as a tool.
Yeah,
we use it all the time.
You have to be able
meter
to
meter it.
Even I'm guilty. I always said that I would never have email on my phone because then you're constantly tied.
Yeah.
And boom, this year
I don't have it.
I finally had to give up and because I just need to be there.
Yeah, well, so you think.
I know.
So the focus as we get started here was the future, and hopefully the future will not have as much... although, how can you... It's not even want to stop it. It just is something that we ought to reflect upon. Because in my mind, it's not. I'm a great believer in moving ahead. Technology is great. We've done great things industrially here in our country to build something for the future. I don't see as much good as I do bad in the continuing dependence that we have on all of this stuff. I think there are good things that have come out of it. I think the protest movement in the Middle East and that spread around the globe, I think that's extraordinarily important, and we ought to be doing more of it. And I'm so resentful. I've said this before, but I'm going to underscore it because it's become more, as you look at some of these idiots that are commenting about what's happened in New York or Los Angeles or Portland or Seattle or maybe in your community, Cleveland, Cincinnati. There have been protests everywhere. And the news, these complete dunderheads in the news media that, oh, the Occupy protest movement is about. It's about 100 different things. There are people, we're going to talk about this on Monday, I think. There are people, there's a bill before Congress now, and I'm going to actually put up on, or I'm not going to, but I have Ken Kessler, who takes care of my website, put up on the web. The petition that I would like you to say, I don't think we've done this before, ever, Richie. Correct me if I'm wrong. There actually is going to be a petition for you to fill out to send to Congress about a bill that will further destroy your ability to get fresh local food. You know how much, talk about zombified, you know, I'm a nut bird, but I want you to be protected. I want to help you protect yourself from the government that continues to want to weaken the strength of the family farm. I'm going to tell you a story next week I'm not going to do it now because it would take a long time to do it. The FDA visited my farm the other day.
Uh-oh.
And you can, and I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I had been there, I would have thrown the guy off the farm.
Edgar was there?
Edgar was there.
Thank God. Thank God.
The lady who is putting in the new cheese room, and even by the standards of the State Department of Public Health, this is one of the most beautiful, well-done, completely... and extraordinarily well planned and built facilities to make cheese on a farm that there is in the state. And they're all very pleased with it. This goon comes onto the farm, scares the hell out of everybody, wanders around doing things he has no authority to do. And the lady who's doing the cheese room was crying when the guy left. You cannot run a country.
What did Edgar do?
With people. Edgar didn't really say. Edgar's not one to say much of anything. And I don't think he was there until the end, until everybody got all stirred up and they found him.
But Edgar won't let anybody push him around either.
No, he won't let anybody push him around. But he wouldn't ask the questions. Like, my question to this guy is, give me the book, show me where you have jurisdiction over this. He can't show me, then move along. Find something that you have some jurisdiction on. If you haven't got any jurisdiction, get the hell off my farm. And that's the way it is. You know, I'm not going to have these guys come like they do, and I'm sure they don't know who I am, and I don't want them to know who I am necessarily, other than who's going to stand up for the rights that we have.
Who's the guy that holed himself up in the mountains about 8 years ago in, like, Montana, and he ended up, did he get shot?
That was the guy, not with the pipe bomb.
No. He didn't want the feds coming on his property, and it ended up being a standoff, and then boom, that's going to be you.
No, it isn't. I'm not shooting anybody, but I'm not going to let them push us around.
Not Eric. Not. That was the guy who went into the woods in North Carolina.
Yeah. No, we're not, but we're just not doing it. I'm not going to. And this guy was with another agent, and they were arguing, and apparently they were embarrassed because he got a call yesterday from one of their bosses who was completely embarrassed by the whole situation. But I talked to the chairman of the local board of health and told them what was going on, and they're there to back up what they know, what a great job these people, it's not me, but these people who are so dedicated to making this work have worked so hard to do it right. I'm not going to let these jerks push us around. What are you playing?
We're the feds. We're going to look at your milkworm.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Freeze up against the wall, Stephen.
You, milk lady.
Yeah.
Spread them.
Let me taste that ice cream.
The extremely Santa Claus looking guy. Get over here.
All right. See, this is what we're talking about. This is the kind of foolishness that's going on in our
country.
Take
us to your leader.
Yeah. Yeah. Show me a few more bureaucrats.
Make that cow stop or I'll have to put a bullet in it.
Yeah, right. That's another thing. They want to identify. Now you said that, you got me going. We got to get to Dr. Ken.
Tag that cow now.
There is a move afoot to tag every cow because the four largest meatpacking operators in the country want to make sure that they can export beef. And so, and my cows never go to slaughter. So it's a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. They're trying to charge people who are producing milk 10 cents a hundredweight to pay for this national identification system for cows so the big shippers can have a trace of where the cows have come from and ship them over.
They want a national ID system for cows, yet we have all the illegal immigrants
right now. This is how completely stupid this country has become. Oh, man.
Hey, maybe we can just expand the program and tag illegal aliens, too.
Yeah, right.
That way we can track them.
Stick a tag in their ear.
Don't forget the occasional tag.
All right. We better get to Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is 60 seconds away here on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Flu is nothing to sneeze about, especially for high-risk populations like the 12 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Antonio Anzueto, a pulmonary specialist from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, says a yearly vaccination should be more than just a quick doctor's visit, and will also discuss Dalaresp, also known as Roflumilast.
When you get your flu vaccine, talk to your doctor about ways you can manage your COPD. Patients may not know about a new prescription medication called Dalaresp for adults with severe COPD to decrease their number of exacerbations. Exacerbations are acute worsening of symptoms that may require treatment with steroids from a physician or worse, lead to hospitalization. Dalaresp is not a bronchodilator and should not be used to treat sudden breathing problems. Dalaresp is a once-daily oral tablet and the only prescription medicine of its kind. It works differently than other available COPD medications. There are risks associated with the treatment, so patients should always talk with their doctors about their potential side effects.
Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with the results of the latest survey on the health law, so-called Obamacare, or it's called in Massachusetts Romney Care. It appears to be close to the same thing, by the way. It's hard for Romney to run away from that. But it actually is working, as much as it hates, I hate to say this or I choke on it, it actually is working quite well in Massachusetts. I don't know what your measurement may be nationally, but is this more bureaucracy, blah, blah, blah? What do you think, Ken?
Good morning, Doug. As the Supreme Court prepares to review President Barack Obama's health care reform, more Americans want to see it repealed and want to keep it. A Gallup survey released this week of 1,000 American adults found that 47% favor the repeal of the health care reform versus 42% who want the law kept in place. 11% had no opinion.
Well, isn't that amazing? And I always love those no opinion folks. Women who have broken hearts, what happens to them physically?
At the American Heart Association meeting in my backyard in Orlando this week, Doug, a woman's heart breaks more easily than a man's. Females are 7 to 9 times more likely to suffer what we call broken heart syndrome when sudden or prolonged stress, like an emotional breakup or death, causes overwhelming heart failure or heart attack-like symptoms. Usually patients recover with no lasting damage. That's the good news. The classic case is a woman who just lost her husband. The Japanese doctors first recognized this syndrome around 1990 and named it Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, and they named it this way because it looks like an octopus trap that resembles the unusual pot-like shape of a stricken heart.
51 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally family-friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Traditionally here we try to present you with something else in the stable of information about technology. We were talking about technology as it applies to children, some of the new gizmos and gadgets. Be careful what you get for Christmas for the toddlers in your family. I think you'll be sorry if you try to move them into this. For some reason or other, we have over the past 20, 30, 40 years, maybe it's been the case before, but I know it's been obvious in my lifetime how everybody wants their children to be smarter than the last generation. I want my kid to be smarter than me. And, you know, how far does
that
go?
How's that working out for everybody?
Yeah.
Have you looked around? Jersey Shore is the most popular show with teenagers.
Yeah. I'm from Jersey Shore. So anyway, we have the technology tailor here who helps us understand a lot of these issues. Can you guess, Richie, how Apple fares in the business market? I would guess pretty well. Let's find out in a minute, though.
Yeah.
See what Alex Goldfain reveals about Apple's strategy for us next year on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
An interesting article in the New York Times this week talks about Apple's great success in the business market of all places. The piece notes that Steve Jobs famously avoided selling into corporations because he didn't want to deal with the highly technical chief information officers that make technology purchasing decisions at large companies. Well, now 93% of Fortune 500 companies are rolling out iPhones and iPads to their employees. Lowe's, for example, bought 42,000 iPhones for its staffers. And United and Continental Airlines are giving iPads to all 11,000 of their pilots. So what happened? Executives are consumers too, you know. They got an iPhone personally. They used it, and they loved it. Their kids raved about them. Their friends raved. Apple has evangelists, after all. Consumers brought that energy into the workplace. And Apple's mainstream consumer evangelists started evangelizing iPhones and iPads in their places of business. And that is how Apple is conquering the business world. I'm Alex Goldfain.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
All right, let's focus on that time of year when malls start hanging holiday decorations.
I can't wait. I love it.
Consumers
outside
start
bloom last
building
night.
Their list.
I've been doing? Listening to Christmas music.
Yeah, all right. So what happened outside Bloomberg's? What would you
bloom.
Say?
Bloom. Christmas trees.
Ah. The Christmas trees are. How does a Christmas tree bloom?
Yeah.
The grocery store was called Bloom.
Oh.
It's the old Food Lion.
Yeah.
Did you love the smell when you walked by?
I wanted to go burn them down. It's not
Richard
even
McFadden.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. All right, this weekend before Thanksgiving, one special retailer is primed and ready to provide something to make your mouth water. Kendra Johansson has more. Yeah.
For 60 years, Hickory Farms has been providing quality specialty food gifts as their signature summer sausages, cheeses, and gourmet treats have become synonymous with the holidays. On November 19th and 20th, Hickory Farms will have all of its holiday stores open for the season. Their commitment to quality helped them become a top retailer of choice for consumers purchasing food gifts and also helped them win the gold medal for summer sausage from the American Masters of Taste. During grand opening weekend, consumers will not only get to try the company's award-winning summer sausage and their new farmhouse cheddar, but they'll also receive special promotions and gifts with purchase while supplies last. At their 25 new locations, there will be even more special values. It's time to start your gift shopping and get ready for holiday parties, as the more you buy, the more you save. To find gifts for loved ones this holiday season, you can visit a Hickory Farm store or kiosk. Log on to hickoryfarms.com to find a location near you or take advantage of their 3-day shipping for $3. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
Skype just made it a whole lot easier to video chat with friends and family. You're using Skype a lot. How did they use it?
I use it a lot. I don't know how they did it. It's always pretty easy. My wife and I used it last night.
But we don't find, when we use it on the air, we don't find it really to be that compatible, right? Because it's
No, it's very compatible. It's just whether it's broadcast quality. That's the thing.
All right. Here we are. Speaking of broadcast quality, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.